Here's what they said. I'll tell you what it looks like, and then let's hear what they said. It looks like, so the way it was explained to me, there's these layers, okay? They have this, I guess it's a polyurethane layer that's supposed to hold.
A liner
is supposed to hold. And so they said that was breached, but it's just like they think it's a total of possibly, and the biggest is max was 45 feet, which is 15 yards, I guess, or about 15 yards wide. But what you see is if you've ever been to the beach where you see water just draining down into the sand, that's what it looks like. It looks like just, it's all messed up. But you can see seepage. They explained to me that it'll continue to seep because they've pumped out all the water they could. The gypsum that surrounds it has moisture in that. So that'll continue to have some seepage there. And then if it rains, they'll have some others. But the other thing they explained, that which was interesting, is the flow of the water. But what they're doing is, they've got a lot of wells all around here to test, but they're also adding more wells around just to make sure that they can continue to test. And they said they're about 2.5 miles away from their closest property owner, where the water would flow. But they also have wells on the opposite, if they're wrong, they got wells over there too.